Well, it's meant to be the last sitting week of Federal Parliament for the year, but that could change if the squabbles over the national broadband network continue. The government wants its legislation on the network passed this week, but Independent and Green senators say they won't vote on it until they've seen the company's business plan, which the government is not planning to release until next month. So some senators are now calling for the Parliament to be reconvened once the plan is released so that they can consider it and vote on the legislation then. In Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
It's Monday, and under the revised parliamentary rules, it's the day that private members' business is considered. But today's also possibly the last sitting Monday for the parliamentary year, exciting the shadow treasurer, Joe Hockey.
Hooray!
He's also happy that his colleague Bruce Bilson has finally introduced a private members' bill to give the ACCC the power to investigate the big banks for collusion over price signalling on interest rates. Mr. Bilson argues the big banks are the Beatles of the Australian economy.
Like the Fab Four lads from Liverpool, our banks are fabulously successful, globally significant, and likely to touch the lives of most of us in some way.
And he says while consumers are familiar with the bank's lyrics and tunes, they don't appreciate them all singing exactly the same lines.
While this kind of planning, synchronicity and performance may well be remarkable in a Beatles concert, it is untenable between competitors in a market economy. Concert performance in entertainment context to the joy of audience becomes concerted practice in the economy to the detriment of consumers and workably competitive markets.
The government won't support the bill, saying it'll introduce its own package of measures next month. Bruce Bilson detailed the reasons for his bill to Parliament.
The Parliament needs to act, not with words that are easily ignored, but with deeds. This coalition private members bill seeks to establish a new head of power under which the ACCC would be able to investigate and seek penalties for price signalling that produces anti-competitive effects in the Australian market to the detriment of Australian consumers. The government has failed to address the price signalling risk to consumers and the Australian economy, where the current trade practices laws has been said time and time again by the ACCC to be unable to deal with this kind of conduct.
Ahead of the bill's introduction, the Treasurer, Wayne Swan, rubbished the Shadow Treasurer and the policy.
Well, Joe Hockey simply hasn't done the hard work. He simply read in the newspaper that we had been working with the regulator on price signalling. So, hey presto, he's produced a bill. But you can't produce a bill in this area without the close advice of your regulators.
While the opposition's tactic is aimed at embarrassing Labor, the government returned the favour a short time later with backbencher John Murphy introducing a motion for debate seeking all MPs to declare that climate change is real and caused by humans. Labor hopes Mr. Murphy's motion will be a wedge to pressure the opposition over its internal divisions on climate change.
The strength of the evidence of human responsibility for global warming, ocean acidification and rapidly rising sea levels is now well beyond reasonable doubt, and such is the magnitude of these threats. Urgent action to greatly reduce carbon dioxide emissions is absolutely essential.
The opposition's Greg Hunt thinks voters will remember Mr. Murphy not for any contribution on this debate, rather on another, the inadequate size of some serves in the parliamentary dining room.
Thank you very much, Mr. Deputy Speaker, and may I congratulate the member for Reid on his most significant contribution in this House since the beef stroganoff incident.
Mr. Hunt says Parliament should respect that people, including MPs, have different views on climate change science.
There are at least 4 million Australians who take a different view, and they should not be demonised, attacked or pilloried. They should have a right to make their argument free of attack or demonisation.
The government wants its bill forcing the structural separation of Telstra passed through the Senate by the end of this week. The bill's crucial in setting up the government's NBN, but the crossbenchers want the company's business plan released first. The government says it won't be made public until December, after it's received advice on competition issues from the ACCC and after Parliament's risen for the year. It's offered a confidential briefing with conditions to crossbench and Green senators, the Independent Senator Nick Xenophon and Green spokesman Scott Ludlam.
A 7-year confidentiality gag order seems to be ridiculous. 3 years is just as ridiculous. Now the government is talking about 2 weeks. 2 weeks might as well be 2 decades if the vote on the Telstra structural separation will be over and done with by that time.
The senators shouldn't be signing confidentiality clauses to be able to do our jobs.
Senator Xenophon says he'd support a parliamentary recall in December to consider the report before a vote.
That certainly is an option. I, for one, am willing to come back.
While the timing on that bill remains uncertain, the Greens leader Bob Brown believes gay marriage is a certainty, and soon. His comments follow a Nielsen opinion poll, which shows that 57% of Australians support same-sex marriage.
I now confidently predict we will see an end to discrimination in the marriage laws during this period of government.
That's Greens leader Bob Brown ending that report by Sabra Lane.